Chapter 8. Courage. Wapiri now understood what true conviction was. Warrior wolves have conviction when they know what is most important to them and when they know what makes them truly happy inside. Warrior wolves make their choices according to these convictions because with conviction they can overcome almost any obstacle. Wapiri walked to the fireplace and poured more tea for Wulumi and herself. All the time, her mind was filled with what Wulumi had said. When she sat down again, she frowned and asked her uncle. But what if I am afraid to make choices that are in agreement with my convictions? What if other people do not like the things that are very important to me? Or if they disapprove of the things that make me truly happy? She took a deep breath and said, You see, uncle, I have a special friend, a young wolf named Wumbi. He's very kind. We enjoy playing and talking together, and he always treats me with respect. And he often brings me gifts from his lands. Wumbi is my best friend. But uncle, Wumbi is a desert wolf who came here from the Shahari sandlands, where it's always dry and very warm. The forest wolves and the desert wolves are different, and as you know, they are not friends. If my forest wolf friends heard about Wumbi, they would be very angry. They would be mean to me and mock me, and I think they would try to hurt Wumbi. But uncle, no matter what the other wolves think, Wumbi is my friend. He's a good wolf. He's good to me. He's very important to me, and he makes me happy. So, I suppose Wumbi the desert wolf is part of my conviction. But it will make the other wolves angry if they know. Uncle, I'm afraid. What must I do now? Wulumi sat in silence for a while and then said,
It is true, the forest wolves and the desert wolves are not normally friends. Unfortunately, this is the way the world seems to work. But Wapiri, remember, a true warrior wolf is someone who wants to make the world a better place, even if it seems impossible. So, if Wumbi is really part of your conviction, then you must choose if you want to try and change the world. Changing the world will not be easy, and it will make you afraid. But whenever you are afraid, you must remember how warrior wolves act. They act with courage.
Wapiri continued. But uncle, that is what I mean. I do not have courage, because I am afraid. I have seen you lead the tribe, and I have seen you fight. You are truly fearless. I wish I had courage like you.
Wulumi laughed out loud. Wapiri, do you think courage is being fearless? No. Believe me, I was often afraid. I was afraid when I had to lead the tribe. I was afraid when I had to fight. But even when I was afraid, I did what I needed to do. Despite my fear, I acted. I acted according to my conviction. That is what courage is all about. To do what needs to be done, even when you are afraid. Let me tell you the story of how I learned about fear and courage.
Wulumi and the Mountain Wolves of the North. When Wulumi was a young wolf, not a cub anymore, but also not yet an adult, he travelled to the mountains in the north of Anloria to visit his mountain wolf family that he had not seen since he was a small cub. The forest wolves and the mountain wolves were distant relatives. The older generations of northern mountain wolves had a reputation as wise warriors and were highly respected. They were a proud family, and through hard work they had, over time, amassed great wealth. They knew that there were times in life to fight, and there were times to make peace, and they understood the power of choice. But the younger generation of mountain wolves were raised a bit differently. They were surrounded by wealth and luxury from the day they were born. They always wore expensive clothes and adorned themselves with beautiful jewels. They lived in a majestic castle with towers that seemed to touch the sky. The younger generation did not have a hard life. Wulumi had been traveling many days to reach the mountains in the north. The mountains were as high as they were wide, and it was hard work climbing to the top. But Wulumi was looking forward to seeing his family again, so he did not mind. As soon as he arrived at the mountain wolves' lands, Walumi sensed something was wrong. Although it had been less than 5 years since his previous visit, everything had changed. The farms were abandoned. The gardens were no longer green and lush. The castle had lost its luster, and there were signs of neglect and decay everywhere. The great castle of the Mountain Wolves, which had once been beautiful and inspiring, was now a run-down ruin. But the most concerning thing for Walumi was not the castle. No, it was his own wolf family. As he approached the castle entrance, he saw a few of his distant cousins. They had once been so regal and grand, but now they seemed different. It was as if they had lost their sense of pride. They no longer walked with confidence, and their heads were no longer held high. As they saw Walumi, they came down the stairs to greet him, but their movements, once graceful, now seemed awkward and uncertain. They shuffled towards him nervously. Their clothes and jewelry still appeared brand new and very expensive, but somehow nothing seemed to fit properly. Everything hung loosely from their bodies. It was almost impossible to see the wolves in the clothes. They looked uncomfortable, and it was as if the wolves were owned by their expensive possessions. When they reached Walumi, he could not believe how different they all seemed. What disturbed him the most were their eyes, especially the eyes of his older cousin, Wavalu. Wavalu was the new leader of the Northern Mountain Wolves. He was the eldest son of the previous chief. When Wavalu greeted Walumi, he avoided looking him directly in the eyes. Instead, he kept glancing sideways or to the floor. He never held Walumi's gaze. Then, in a brief moment, Walumi saw it. Wavalu's eyes no longer had any fire. They were dull and cold. It was a coldness that Walumi had seen before, a coldness that came from being afraid. But what were these wolves so afraid of? Walumi was shocked. He greeted all his cousins and immediately asked them what had happened. He asked them why everything looked so different. As they walked back up the stairs into the castle, Wavalu started telling the story.
"We have suffered a great misfortune, Walumi. A horrible monster has come to terrorize us. It lives in a cave next to the stream that flows through the mountains. It demands much of our wealth, otherwise it will destroy us. Every month we have to pay it. That is why we cannot afford to upkeep the castle anymore. Even though we are still very rich, the monster makes our lives difficult."
Walumi was surprised and shocked. He could not understand why they never asked the forest wolves to come and help. He said,
"But Wavalu, I will help you. I will fight this monster with you."
Wavalu looked at him and laughed in an ugly, mocking way. "You are still young, Walumi. This is a great and terrible monster, and it is very powerful. It is much too powerful for you, and it will destroy you easily. There's no way that you can defeat it. And what will all the creatures in the north think of you? They will think you are crazy. They will probably laugh at you for your youthful folly. Do not embarrass yourself or our family. Do not fight. You are not the one to help us."
Walumi looked around and saw all the other mountain wolves nodding in agreement with Wavalu. Walumi felt powerless. Perhaps Wavalu was right, he thought. How could he possibly beat the monster that terrorized the proud mountain wolves of the north? He felt like a young wolf on a silly quest, and he was afraid he would become a joke that everybody laughed at. He certainly did not want to be a disgrace to his family. As he thought about those things, he slowly started walking through the castle, his head held low. Then, from one corner of his eye, he saw a reflection of himself in a mirror. He moved closer to the mirror, looked at himself, and saw that he was deathly pale. Carefully, he peered into his own eyes. He did not like what he saw. The fire in his own eyes had diminished. He looked like his cousin. He saw fear. Then he realized. The reflection he was looking at was not the real Walumi. It was not who he wanted to be. Walumi did not want to be afraid like his cousins. So in that brief moment, he decided he would not let fear control him. Walumi took a deep breath,
looked at Wavalu and told him that despite his own fear and despite the fact that his own family might mock and ridicule him, he would confront the monster to protect the mountain wolves. Without waiting for a response, he turned around and set off in the direction of the monster's cave. As he walked away, he could still hear Wavalu trying to dissuade him from his quest. He tried to frighten Wulumi with more stories about the monster and by telling him that all the creatures of Anloria would think he was crazy. But Wulumi just kept walking. He thought it strange that Wavalu was so concerned about what everyone else might think of him. But then he put all those thoughts aside and focused on finding the monster. After walking and searching for some time, he finally came upon the cave. It was big, dark, and scary. Outside the cave, he saw what appeared to be the bones and remains of the monster's past victims. It was very unnerving. Wulumi felt a cold shiver run down his spine as he realized he was very frightened. For a moment, he just wanted to run away. But then he remembered all he had learned about dealing with fear as a young warrior wolf. Firstly, he focused on breathing. He breathed slowly, inhaling and exhaling deeply several times. This made his heartbeat a bit slower and allowed his mind to clear. Then he thought of all the time he had spent preparing to be a warrior wolf. After many years of training, he had become strong and fast. He remembered the old warrior wolf saying, "The more you prepare, the less you are afraid." Wulumi knew he was as prepared as he would ever be. And he also knew he had experience. He had been in dangerous situations before. Although he had not confronted a monster, he had been in battle several times. The cold shiver running down his spine and the uneasiness in his belly, these were all feelings he had experienced many times before. He had grown used to them. The funny thing about fear is, the more often you confront it, the more comfortable you become with it. When he thought of all his preparation and experience, he started regaining control over his fear and he decided on his actions. He was going to approach the monster and ask it respectfully to leave his family alone. It would be a solution without violence. He would only fight if all else failed. He still felt a last bit of lingering fear and thought once more about running away. But then he made the final choice. He committed himself to it. He was going to confront the monster. There was no turning back. The moment he made the decision, his fear disappeared completely and he was filled with courage and determination. He stood still for a few minutes and then shouted into the cave, "I am Wulumi. I have come to ask you respectfully to leave my family alone. I have come to ask if we can find another way of solving whatever the problem may be." He heard a terrible roar from the cave. And then a huge dark shape emerged from the shadows. As the beast came into the light, Wulumi clearly saw it. It was the biggest, meanest looking bear he had ever seen. The bear had brown fur that was thick and unruly. It had a large head, but its eyes were narrow slits. As it came closer, it bared its terrifying fangs. The bear stopped at the entrance of the cave. It gave another tremendous roar and then shouted at Wulumi, "Be off before I crush you." Wulumi held steady and asked, "Why do you terrorize my family so?" The bear looked at Wulumi, almost surprised that he was still there, and shouted again, this time even more aggressively, "Be off now." But Wulumi did not run. He tried again. "Why do you terrorize my family?" Before Wulumi could finish his sentence, the bear charged. In that instant, Wulumi realized that talking to this bear would not help. There was a split second where he wanted to turn and run. But Wulumi had already made his choice and was committed to it. He would fight.
So he did what he had to do. He put aside all thoughts and followed his heart. He acted with courage, bared his own fangs, and attacked the bear. What happened next surprised even Wulumi. When the bear saw him attacking, its eyes flew open in shock. And in that moment, Wulumi saw it. There was no fire in the bear's eyes. As Wulumi was about to leap at the bear, it opened its mouth wide. Wulumi expected a blood-curling battle roar, but what came out was a pathetic shriek. No, stop, please, the bear whined. Wulumi was so surprised that he stopped dead in his tracks. He was just a few feet from the bear, but he remained low, ready to attack again at a moment's notice. The bear pleaded, Please do not hurt me. I'm only an actor. My name is Bumdu. The mountain wolves hired me to play the role of a monster that terrorized them. Wulumi could not believe his ears. He was confused.
You must be lying. Why would they hire you to terrorize them, and in the process destroy their beautiful castle and lands?
Bumdu the bear told young Wulumi everything. The mountain wolves, especially Wulumi's cousin Wavalu, had become lazy because of their wealth. They stopped working hard and simply lived on the riches left by their parents and ancestors. They spent all their time and money on their appearance. They bought jewelry and expensive clothes and held party after party. They became obsessed with what everyone in Anloria thought of them. They simply wanted to appear rich and beautiful. They worried only about their reputation, about what everyone thought of them. By the time they realized they had wasted all their money, it was almost too late. Although they could not see to the upkeep of their castle or lands, they were not willing to work. They were too concerned about what the other creatures would think if they knew that the mountain wolves had wasted their wealth. Everything became neglected and unsightly. Because they could no longer hide the neglect, they grew even more worried about what the creatures in Anloria would think of them. They were so concerned about their reputation that they had to concoct a plan to use as an excuse. All because they were afraid that the other creatures would look down on them. So they created a lie. They hired Bumdu, the giant acting bear, promising him food and payment to play the role of the monster so that they could blame all their problems on him. They also created such fearsome stories about the terrible monster that nobody would dare challenge them. All those who even considered confronting the monster were ridiculed for their childish ignorance and recklessness immediately and were thus dissuaded from acting. And even if there was an occasional wolf brave enough to seek out the monster, Bumdu would pretend to be so vicious and dangerous that the would-be hero would rather flee. It was a good plan, or rather, it was a good lie. It relied on fear of real danger, and even worse, on fear of what others thought about you. What they did not keep in mind was that warrior wolves with conviction and courage, like Wulumi, would always overcome fear. After Wulumi heard the story, he left Bumdu the acting bear and returned to the mountain wolves. When he arrived at their castle, he took Wavalu into his private chambers and told him all he knew. He told him that their lies were exposed. Wulumi advised Wavalu that the mountain wolves should sell their jewelry, fancy clothes, and expensive possessions. He also told him that they needed to start working again. Initially, Wavalu did not want to listen and denied everything. But then Wulumi took Wavalu to a mirror. He told him to look into his own eyes, to see what he had become. Wulumi wanted Wavalu to see what he had lost. When Wavalu looked at his own reflection, he fell silent. He saw his own empty eyes. He saw that his fire was gone. He was very ashamed. Wulumi told him that warrior wolves do not concern themselves with the approval and acceptance of others. Warrior wolves are not afraid of what others think of them. Warrior wolves control their fear. Warrior wolves are proud. That is when Wavalu started crying. He promised Wulumi he would make it all better.
Walumi was silent for a moment, thinking back to that time. Then he said to Wapiri, I learned a lot about being afraid during my time with the Northern Mountain Wolves of Unloria. I learned that sometimes we are afraid of the things that can hurt us, like monster bears, falling out of trees, spiders and snakes. These things can be very dangerous, and it is good for us to be afraid, because then we are more careful. But I also learned that sometimes we are afraid of what other creatures think of us. In fact, many creatures are so afraid and worried about what others think that they change who they are to fit in or to be accepted. But Wapiri, only cowards and victims change who they are in order to be accepted, just like Wavalu, who in the end created lies because he was afraid of what others would think. Remember, what other creatures think of you cannot hurt you unless you allow it. Warrior wolves are not concerned about what other creatures think of them. They remain true to themselves because they have courage. So remember, Wapiri, having courage does not mean that you may not be afraid. Both the warrior wolf and the coward are sometimes afraid. Being afraid does not make you a coward. The difference between the coward and the warrior wolf is that the warrior wolf does not let fear control him or her. Warrior wolves act with courage because they do what needs to be done despite being afraid. Wapiri was silent for a while. Then she asked, What happened to the mountain wolves? Walumi answered, Sometime after I had left my cousin, stories reached our forest about how the mountain wolves had changed. It was said that they once again knew what it meant to work hard. They fixed the castle, they replanted the gardens, the farms and the factories started working again. There was new life. And it was said the mountain wolves of the north had overcome their fear and regained their fire.